everybody. Welcome. Tuesdays. That means Beers with Bob. I'm Bob Cooney with the great, the incomparable, the undeniable Andrew Salchunas at my side. Andrew, how are you, buddy?
The great.
Tonight you're great.
Okay.
Tonight you're great, yeah.
Hopefully my picks are great, too.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. You and I, we got a lot to talk about tonight, obviously. Welcome again. Beers with Bob, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. More ways to win. Had a fun time last week, you and I. We did pretty well.
Yes.
We did okay. I'm not going to sit here and say that, hey, if you want to bet, listen to Andrew and Bob, because we'll take you to the homeland. But we did pretty well last week. We had some fun with it, and you and I went back and forth at each other all week. So that was all good. Fun stuff going on. Of course, you got Game 4 tonight, NBA Finals, and I think that's where we'll kick off. We'll also look at some baseball, and we'll have to dive into some Eagles stuff. Thursday night football also.
It's funny
because you came in, and I was already sitting, and I had my book open. You came in, and you spewed something. I didn't even say anything to you. You spewed something, and I looked at you like, did you just look at my book? Because you and I are on the same page with one thing,
really?
That you said.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Look forward to it.
Yeah. So that'll be fun. So we'll look into the Thursday night game, which is Tampa Bay, Chicago. So I'll give a little hint to what I'm talking about here. You know who the Chicago new starting quarterback is?
That would be Nicky Six, Nick Foles.
BDN, as we like to call him on the morning show.
Yes.
And you know who the quarterback of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers is, right?
That would be the great Brian Johnson. No, sorry, Tom Brady.
Brian Johnson. Brian Johnson was decent in the day. He was a decent fantasy backup quarterback.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take Tom Brady over.
But all I could think of when I saw Tampa Bay, Chicago was not Super Bowl so much, but Tom Brady on the golf course. Do you remember this?
Oh, with that tournament with him
Peyton
and Peyton
Manning.
Yeah.
Right. And what he said?
He said to Chuck. He basically called out, the other thing about BDN, yes.
It was about the Eagles in general, where he said...
They haunt him.
Bro, yeah, exactly. So you and I both have something going on there. And of course, we'll look at the Eagles. We'll look what they have going for the Steelers this weekend. I don't have a feeling on this game yet, and it's not because I was overwhelmed by the way the Eagles played Sunday. But I think I'm leaning away, and it's probably not going to be a popular one. You have a feel at all for that game yet?
For the Birds
not,
game?
Not points or anything, just an overall feel of how do you think they'll perform? Is it a win? Is it a loss? I mean, odds are it doesn't look good.
No, it doesn't because, you know, unfortunately, Ben Roethlisberger does not look old like he did last year. Before he got hurt and his season came to an end, he looked old. I remember they started the season, I think it was against the Patriots, and he was getting hit left and right. He couldn't move anymore. He had no mobility. 7 touchdowns in 3 games. And he's coming off of a bye, I guess you could call it, because of what happened with the Tennessee Titans. So he had a COVID bye. So he's going to be a little more fresh before he faces the Eagles. Now, the good thing is the Eagles' defensive front has been getting after it the last 2 weeks. So maybe they can get to Big Ben. Remember, there was a game, I believe it was in 2008, was it when they sacked Ben Roethlisberger 8 or 9 times?
No, that's begging a little bit.
So
there,
hopefully
Andrew.
We can get to that again.
You can't go 12 years and get these stats.
I know. But I'm hoping maybe they can relive something like that.
Yeah, I hear you. He just does an amazing job still at his age of... It's not the scrambling. It's not the running. It's just avoiding.
Yes.
You know, he is just really good at a step here, step there. He avoids contact. And if the Eagles are going to rely on that, you got to take him down. You got to wrap him. You have to take him down. And, of course, you know, Roethlisberger's a big dude. He's like 260, 270, yes. Whatever he is. He's huge. So that might be a tough task.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. And, plus, he's got Juju Smith-Schuster, and he's a better quarterback than Nick Mullins, Byron Mullins, whatever, Chris Mullin, whoever it was
Chris
for the
Mullen.
49ers. And, you know, James Conner, good running back. And that defense in Pittsburgh is very good.
Very good. Holding teams under 20 points a game, one of the few in the NFL. The one thing, Andrew, you may have a starting wide receiver core. Now, I haven't heard anything today at all because they were off today. Of maybe, just maybe, Alshon Jeffrey and DeSean Jackson.
Yeah, we'll see.
I mean, look, that does it put me over the moon? Like, yeah, at least it's two names you recognize.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing I've been talking about since the season started. Obviously, I'm kind of anti Alshon Jeffrey. I play that rat drop every time his name's brought up. But
I hear you.
He's more of a, I guess, at this stage of his career, he's still a proven NFL wide receiver.
Well, he's somebody that if you have a quarterback that's struggling and needs to throw a ball to somebody, at least a 50-50 ball, that's been his MO throughout his career.
But where is that 50-50 ball? Like, can he move downfield anymore? Remember, last year, it looked like he was running on one leg.
Yeah, well, I don't think they've... has he run a route over 10, 15 yards since he's been with the Eagles? Has anybody?
He had a touchdown in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that one. But
the incredible catch.
That wasn't with Nick Foles. I mean, that was with Nick Foles, not with Carson Wentz. I just don't see them. They never throw the ball downfield anymore. They did for a touchdown the other night. But
my man, Travis Foghorn Leghorn, man.
The consistency of deep plays for the Eagles just hasn't seemed to have been there. So, all right, let's dive into the NBA. Okay, the other night, Miami gets a win. Jimmy Butler goes off, triple-double, 40 points. I think what happened in that game, at least for me, and I think I was reading you the same way, and we haven't talked about any of this, what might steer us towards some of these bets wasn't how Jimmy Butler played, how LeBron played. To me, it was that Jimmy Butler decided to poke the bear.
Yes. Yeah.
Did you feel that way too?
Yeah, he was talking some smack to LeBron, and then LeBron had the quote saying, "I don't need to talk smack, I let my play do the talking," which is, I feel like, such a LeBron thing to say.
I swear, I watch him, I mean, the guy's huge, but you watch him, he's not the guy to like stand there and push and shove. He walks away. And it's because of that. He says, "I let my play do the talking." And he's smart, if you think of that. Like, he doesn't have to prove anything by punching somebody or getting in a fight. No. And it would probably do more harm than good. Like a Mike Schmidt back in the day gets in a fight and breaks a hand. Well, what good does that do the team?
Right, exactly.
So, but the Jimmy Butler walking off the court and talking smack to LeBron, right away I was like, oh, I can't wait to see the lines on LeBron after this one.
Yeah, LeBron is going to, he's going to go off tonight. I feel it. I think a couple guys do. I love the Lakers in tonight's game. When we did last week's Beers with Bob, it was right before game one. And I said this was going to be an easy series for the Lakers. I have them in five, and that's still up
in play.
It's still in play.
Sure.
I thought that I was, good for Jimmy Butler. I love Jimmy Butler. Wish he was still with the Sixers. I think that entire situation was messed up. But I love Jimmy Butler, and I loved seeing him ball and go out and score 40 points, triple-double, beat the Lakers. That was great. But I think that was like that one moment that Jimmy Butler's going to have in the NBA Finals, that the Heat, he could play well the next two games, but I still think the Lakers win. But with what you're saying, that moment walking off the court, not only do I think the Lakers or LeBron goes off, I think the Lakers go off. I know they're 7-point favorites. I think it's gone up to 7.5. I got them at 7 this morning.
I have it, yeah, but right before we came in, it was at 7. I did see other, FanDuel Sportsbook has them at 7.
Yeah, and that's where I got them at this morning. And I as soon as I wake, so Bob, I wake up in the morning, right? And I get my morning coffee, and I like to check my FanDuel Sportsbook app.
Do you do hot morning coffee?
Yes.
Okay, because you don't like many things hot, right?
No,
is that what it is?
Yeah, I eat my food cold. Like, I like some things hot. Like, okay. I ate a hot cheesesteak before the Eagles game the other day.
Yeah, I heard that. That sounded delicious.
It was delicious. But okay. I like my coffee hot, and I do. I have my things, my rituals in the morning, and one of them is checking my FanDuel Sportsbook app because, now that sports are back, I make a bet almost every single night, a couple bets every single night. Last night was Monday Night Football. I had a lot of fun stuff going on there. They have a lot of great boosts going on with three different games and all that fun stuff. And we'll talk about all of it because there's a lot going on for tonight's game. But I woke up this morning and I just wanted to make sure that, whether my bets hit or they didn't. And then I usually look at the early lines and I went Lakers 7, boom. I made the bet drinking my coffee this morning. I wasn't even dressed. I was still wearing my Skippies.
Wow.
And I was like, you know what? Lakers 7 points, easy.
Is there nothing better than waking up in the morning, checking your FanDuel Sportsbook account, and seeing a game that ended after you went to bed? Now, I probably go to sleep a little earlier than you because our show starts a little earlier.
Yeah.
But there's nothing better than getting up and the first thing you do is check your account and see.
You go to BetSlip.
I did get that.
You go to BetSlip and you see the green.
Yeah.
And you go,
exactly.
Like that green.
Exactly. All right, so let's start slow on the NBA tonight. You got the Lakers, as you said, -7. You like the Lakers. Real simple, you like the Lakers, given the 7 tonight.
Yeah, I think it's like an easy game. I'm actually going to go Lakers 4.5 at halftime.
Okay.
So I think they cover the spread at the half, and I think they cover the spread overall.
All right.
I think Jimmy Butler just plays tough, but there's so many injuries. Bam Adebayo is questionable, I believe, for
Dragic.
Game.
I just saw a text before I or a tweet before I came in that said Dragic is warming up. Adebayo, the last I heard is he was going to try to go. The fact that Miami won that last game without those two guys amazes me.
Yeah, it does. It amazes me too.
Unbelievable. You said it was going to be an easy series, and then when they lose those two guys and they come out and win the other night, I was like, oh man, this might get a little tough.
Was that like the Iverson game?
Like a thing where. Oh, could be. But also, you know what happens a lot in the NBA, especially in the playoffs? When a team has to change things because of injuries, the other team, it's kind of a step back. Oh, wait, what's this? What's going on? Who's this? What's the rotation?
We did all this scouting of these guys.
Exactly.
Here.
And it takes a little bit to adjust. I think you're going to see plenty of LeBron on Jimmy Butler tonight, probably vice versa. Over under 219 for the game.
I honestly think it's going to go over.
Okay.
And I've been under a lot in these playoffs, except for that first round where teams were scoring. Like, they were combining for like 250 points every single game.
Yeah.
But in this series, I've been looking at the under a lot. But again, I think LeBron goes off tonight. I still think Anthony Davis gets his. Like, I don't think LeBron scores 50 and everyone else scores 15. Like, I think they go off tonight. I still think Jimmy Butler's going to get his. I don't think he's going to get, you know, stopped for 12 points.
No, I don't think that either. But I think it's going to be a more Jimmy Butler type under 22. Yeah, 22, something like that. I think they're going
to
keep an eye on him. Yeah, Anthony Davis the other night, he only got 9 shots up. 6 for 9 from the floor, 15 points.
And that was without Bam Adebayo out there.
Yeah.
That's kind of soft.
Yeah, they started Dwight Howard. They went big, and Adebayo's not there, and they couldn't take advantage of it. Dwight Howard only had 4, and he only got 2 shots up. So that was a little bit surprising there. Your points scored, Anthony Davis. His total is 29.5.
More than LeBron's. LeBron's is 28.5. I think LeBron scores more points, which leads you to there's a top scorer prop, and Anthony Davis is obviously the favorite. LeBron would be the top scorer plus 165. You get plus value there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would look at that.
Jimmy Butler's over under points tonight, 25.5.
I get what
under
you're
minus
saying.
118.
I get what you're saying with the...
It's a scary bet. I don't know. I'm not going to take it.
Butler.
I'm not taking Jimmy Butler tonight because you just don't... I didn't see a triple-double 40-point performance coming out of him as much as, you know, he had to lead them the other night. I didn't think that was something he was going to do. But as far as points scored, those are your big three guys. Here's something. I'll let you... Give me another... No, I'll go first. All right, here we go. LeBron... Points plus rebounds plus assists tonight. The over-under's 47.5.
Love it.
I like the over at minus 113.
Because I could see him scoring 30 points and getting 15 rebounds.
Yeah.
That's 45. All you need is 3 assists and you hit that.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
I love that. And you know LeBron, he's going to get more than 3 assists. He likes to facilitate a lot and he's going to grab boards. Especially if Anthony Davis is only grabbing like 5 rebounds. Right, before the show, Tyler Zuli is producing the show. I saw one prop bet where if Anthony Davis grabbed 14.5 rebounds or over 14.5 rebounds and the Lakers win, it was like plus 480. And I was like, huh, why is that? With Bam Adebayo banged up, why is that so high?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that Anthony Davis only grabbed 5 rebounds last game.
His last game was so confusing to me. And it's just an effort thing. You can tell pretty much within the first 4 minutes, oh, Anthony Davis is bringing it tonight.
Right.
And it's almost like a concentrated effort by Frank Vogel to get him going early. If you see an early rebound, if it's LeBron's and he's running the floor early, you're in for a good night from him. When he's not, when things start slower, that's when it struggles with an Anthony Davis. So keep an eye on that early
tonight.
Well,
then let me ask you something, because I'm a big proponent of doing something like this. And when we get into the NFL lines, I'll explain why I'm going to go heavy on a specific quarterback, not just the game, but his player props. But in a game like this for Anthony Davis, who was quiet last game, are you a proponent of, oh, he's going to bounce back, so I'm going to take over on everything Anthony Davis?
Yeah, I because they lost the game, it wasn't just like he had a quiet game and the Lakers won because they're the better team. He had a quiet game and they lost to a shorthanded Miami team. Yeah, I think this is a big bounce back game for him.
So this could be something where you look at Anthony Davis points or maybe even rebounds, or you go... There was a triple-double. I know Anthony Davis isn't really facilitating, but there was a triple-double prop for, you know, plus 1,000. Like,
really?
If you think he can go off for something like that...
Why not?
Why not? I mean, if you're looking at good value, but the same thing. I mean, LeBron, I'm going LeBron over and everything. LeBron, there's LeBron plus 10 plus rebounds and plus 140, 10 assists, plus 180. You can parlay all that kind of stuff. There's a boost right now on FanDuel as well. LeBron, 35 plus points in the Lakers win, is plus 530.
Yeah.
I think the Lakers win tonight. I have them covering that 7. And I think LeBron goes off. Plus 530?
That's good money right there.
I put it in already.
Did you really?
I did.
I didn't put anything in for that game yet. I like, here's a part of that I like. Lakers minus 7.5 in the over, 219.5. You said you liked that earlier. It's plus 280.
More good value.
Not bad money there.
No, it's not. And you know, that's part of the great stuff about FanDuel is that you can parlay all this kind of stuff. They got the single game parlay, which is awesome. Yeah, I would look at that because I think the Lakers, I think it's almost a rout tonight.
Yeah, that's the one out of the four you can go with there. That's the one I like. Another just thing, throwing something out there, Jimmy Butler, triple-double, plus 650.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Me neither.
I don't think
no,
so.
But
especially if LeBron's guarding them.
I'll bet you that gets some play tonight, though, because people saw it and they're like, oh, Jimmy Butler, especially in this town.
Yeah.
The love for Jimmy Butler is amazing.
Yeah, well, I understand why. I do.
Yeah. He's won a lot.
I know.
No, I'm just kidding.
But so far with the totals, so that, what is it, 219? It would not have hit in game one, but in game two, they combined for 238 points. So they can score in this series,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
this
God,
is not
yeah.
something where they can't score. Game three would have been a push. It was at,
how about
it was
that?
At 219. So 219, good number. If you're FanDuel putting it out there, but I think this is a game where you can go over.
Yeah, I think 219 in game three, that to me, that was an anomaly because, as I said, Anthony Davis with 15, you're missing Dragic, you're missing Adebayo. So Miami's offense, although they scored 115, well, they just got a boost.
Yeah.
They scored 115 and won a game without two of their starters. So I don't see those numbers coming down.
No, I don't either. And plus, if the Lakers do go up big, like I think they do, you know how defense gets when there's a big lead, right? They sag off a little bit. Plus, the Heat have a couple three-point shooters, right? Duncan Robinson can hit a couple late threes for you. And because he's a young player, I'm sure Eric Spoelstra wants to have him out there, get some more time in the NBA Finals. These guys hit some late threes, make it a little bit closer. I still think the Lakers cover, but that total goes up and up and up.
There you go. Lakers minus 7.5, over 219.5, plus 280.
Taking it.
Definitely. That's one thing that you and I both agree on. All right, so we're getting started here on the NBA. We'll hit on some more stuff going on. Sad news in the music world today, Andrew.
Yeah, I heard Van Halen.
Yeah, Eddie Van Halen passed away. Battled throat cancer for a long, long time. Mike's show just did a neat thing about best guitarists of all time. I think they hit on. Tyrone had brought up, this was a while ago, they were talking about guitarists, I don't know why. And he just threw in Prince. Which a lot of people don't, think
about. Right.
Oh, my God. Prince playing the guitar was unbelievable.
Yeah, that's funny. I was driving in and I heard Tyrone talking about the While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
Yeah.
And I actually watched it in the car before I came in here. Now the song stuck in my head.
Oh, of course it is.
I'm a Beatles fan, too. So, I know that song.
Because you're an old soul.
Yeah, of course I am. So I watched that. Yeah, they're spot on. Prince definitely belongs in that conversation.
You're a huge Beatles fan?
I wouldn't. I mean, I don't know. I would probably say yes, because growing up, I always heard the Breakfast with the Beatles, my dad driving me into work, right? Or into work, man. Into felt like work in elementary school and high school. So I listen to all that
you're
stuff.
Like you're 50. I swear to God.
I know. But yeah, I'm a Beatles guy.
All right. Well, on that Beatles front, we talked about it on the morning show today about a strip club that was going to do dancing, virtual dancing, and you could Venmo them. And the person that was in charge of it was Coco Ono.
Yes.
That's pretty good.
How dare she?
That might be the best stripper name I've ever heard. Coco Ono.
Not that I would know.
Well, I'm just saying, Yoko Ono, Coco Ono. You should know that. All right, let me tell you about a giveaway. We got a Crash Bandicoot giveaway. This is right up your alley, Andrew. Go to the contest page at 975thefanatic.com to get registered for a chance to win a digital copy of Crash Bandicoot 4. It's about time on PS4. Everyone's favorite marsupial is back. Crash forward into a time-shattered adventure, complete with massive worlds, new powers, and more insanity. Own Crash Bandicoot 4, It's About Time, now on PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. You're hanging with Beers with Bob. Bob Cooney here with Andrew Salchunas. We have Tyler Zuli producing. We're going to get in. We did a little bit of NBA. We'll hit on that some more. We still have some baseball going on. We got football coming Thursday night.
I got a lot of
you and I love this
you.
Thursday night game. And, of course, we'll dip into the Eagles, see what you might want to do. Beers with Bob. Bob Cooney, Andrew Salchunas, time at the Fanatic, 621.
97.5, The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5, The Fanatic.
The unmistakable guitar of Eddie Van Halen, who passed away today at 65, Todd? 65 years old. Way too young. Great guitarist of our time. Eddie Van Halen passing away today. Throat cancer that he battled for a long time. But you're here with Beers with Bob. Hopefully you're kicking back, having your favorite cocktail. As I said last week, Tuesday is just the crap day of the week.
Yes.
Monday's all right. It's just Monday. And then the rest of the days, you know, they all have meaning. Tuesday, pfft, sucks. So this is what we talked about and what we decided to do. Beers with Bob, sit back, an easy listen. Have some fun. If you're a better, take some notes.
Make
who
some
you
money.
Might like. Make some money. You know, we can do it all. And you know what, Andrew? I'd be remiss if I didn't say to you every Tuesday when we have Beers with Bob, I have to say to you, pick up my cup, my glass, and say to you, Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
Because this was a tradition in the Cooney household with my mom and dad. He would come home from work every day, you know, get himself dressed in his casual clothes and then go down and make the martinis. And every day when he poured his and her martini, my mom's martini, they clinked glasses and said, Happy Monday, Happy Tuesday, Happy Wednesday, whatever day it was. So whenever
That's
I
nice.
Hear somebody say happy whatever day, it reminds me of my parents. So to Andrew and to everybody else out there, pick up your glasses, honor my parents. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. Did he check his FanDuel Sportsbook app?
He didn't check his FanDuel Sportsbook app. He was gone before that came about.
Oh,
but,
okay.
Yeah, you know, Tyler Zuli, got to thank him for producing today. We got Devon Givens coming up next to take you through the night, the sweet tone of Devon Givens. There's nothing better to listen to at nighttime just to chill you out than Devon.
Love listening to Devon.
Right?
Especially on the ride home. It's nice.
If I'm driving anywhere at nighttime, it's you know, must listen. Even when I'm sitting home, we got this house that we're renting has a radio like hung up on a cabinet. And so, like, if I'm just hanging out at night, especially after this show, I'll go home and eat and I'll turn on Devon. It's the greatest. It's just the greatest ever.
Devon at dinner.
Yeah, you can't beat that. So we're Beers with Bob, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. All right, so Andrew, we hit on some NBA, but let's finish it up because I think you still have some more things that you like. Just a couple more things you like in the NBA or no?
Nah, you know, I pretty much gave everything. That
okay.
I was thinking maybe if Anthony Davis does bounce back today. So one of the great things about FanDuel Sportsbook is the same game parlay.
Yes.
Single game parlay. And I was wondering, like LeBron over 28.5, I go easy.
Yes.
Like I take the over.
You and I are both on that.
Anthony Davis over 29.5. So it's even more. And I go, all right, does he have that bounce back game like we were talking about? Does Anthony Davis have it in him where he bounces back and he gets going early and then maybe he closes it out at the end with LeBron? If you think he can go over 29.5 and you think LeBron goes over the 28.5, you can parlay the two of them. So that would get you a plus 297 if you parlayed both of them.
Mm-hmm.
$10 wins you know, just over 29.
All right.
So I go, I mean, I don't know what Anthony Davis brings yet.
Yeah.
LeBron, I feel it. LeBron, I go, easy, over 28.5.
I feel it with LeBron. I think he's going to, at spurts during this game, going to go after his points. But I agree with you with Anthony Davis that I think he's they're going to look to get him off. And
yes.
I think it's going to start early, and it goes to another off bet that I have. Anthony Davis plus 390 first basket of the game.
You like that?
I am. I'm putting 10 on that.
All right.
Yeah, I'm down with that. Why not? I mean,
plus 390.
I can see them winning in an opening tap and the ball going to LeBron and him sprinting down. He only got 9 shots last game. I think it's really in the minds of the Lakers. We got to get him off tonight. You got to get him some shots. 9 is not enough. He's got to be up in that 20 range. I think first possession, dump down, boom.
Love that about FanDuel. You can do the first basket.
Oh, you can do anything. I mean, just looking up today's game, tonight's game in the NBA, there's 100 bets on FanDuel that you can have fun with. I mean, there's just hundreds of things you can do. You can look up LeBron James alone, and there's like 10, 15 bets under him. You know, that's the fun that you can have on FanDuel Sportsbook. So check it out. If you don't have it, it makes it real easy for first-time users. If you're a long-time person that's like to bet stuff, you're going to love it because the lines are so great and they have so many different things to choose from. But also, if you're a first-time guy, first-time girl that likes to bet, it's easy as hell. You see a bet that you might like, don't understand it, you hit on it, it'll be explained. It's right there. So give it a check out. What do you got?
And also, new users get a $1,000 risk-free bet to start.
Correct.
First bet. So, listen, it's easy.
Thank you, Carly, for reminding us.
It's easy to figure out. You also get a $1,000 risk-free bet if you just starting on.
All right, so listen to this. If you haven't signed on to FanDuel Sportsbook, this is real simple. You sign on, you get your account. You pick a game or pick whatever kind of bet that you want, up to $1,000. If you lose, you get your money back.
It's like credit, yes.
Beautiful. I mean, what's wrong with that? That just says, all right, it's almost like you get a test car for 1,000 miles, and then you can just give it back.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what the heck? Why wouldn't you do it? All right, let's switch over to baseball. You're the big baseball guy of the group. We talked last week. Who we liked, kind of my big bet, not big bet, but my fun bet was I took the Cardinals plus 1,800 to go to the series.
They won that first game.
They won the first game, and then it went to hell.
And it made me think. I was like, you know what? That's smart because they also have a lot of veterans on that team, right? Yadier Molina is still there. Paul Goldschmidt.
Right.
I know he's young in his tenure.
And Goldschmidt had a homer, I think, in the first game.
Yep. But I was like, you know what? Maybe he's right because you're playing a young, inexperienced Padres team who everybody loves. I love watching the Padres.
They're fun to watch.
But they got the world's eyes on them, right? So everybody's talking Padres, Padres, Padres. Cardinals come out. Veterans, a lot of them have won World Series. A lot of those guys have won World Series.
Sure.
Or played in a World Series. Matt Carpenter's been there for a while. They come out and win game one. I go, wow, they might win this series. And they go out to the lead early in game three, but the Padres end up winning.
Yeah. I think some of it was a case of one of the things I was saying that might be good, but the other that it turned out it wasn't good, that St. Louis had played 53 games in like 44 days.
Right, because they had the COVID issues. Yeah.
And, I mean, the rest of the league was at 25, 28 games, and they were at 5. And they had to make all of them up. I thought it might be a good thing just to ride it out, okay?
Yeah, you stay hot, no break.
I don't know how much that had to play into it, but they weren't able to pull that off. So we did other fun stuff with pretty much what we thought might happen pretty much happened. I know the day game bets that we did, over-under strikeouts, you were on one. I think we had I had the Yankees over 4 home runs. They hit 5 that day. Yankees are so up and down as far as hitting home runs at night. Yeah, it's
really
all or nothing.
Amazing. Now tonight's game is going to be interesting because they're facing Tyler Glass now, who not his best season. He's still a young pitcher. He's going to turn out to be very good, but he's a flamethrower. So maybe some of those Yankees bats, if they can connect. I actually saw a boost today. Let me go back to it on FanDuel Sportsbook. If you right on the homepage, you go to Odds Boost. Luke Voit, who crushes the baseball. For him to hit a home run today,
dude, I swear,
plus 460.
I am not kidding you. I swear to God, that was like my second or third thing on this game that I love.
Really?
Voit just stuck out to me. I know he's going to go tonight. You just look at a picture of him, you're like, how's that guy not hit a home run every time up?
And I mean, the dude led the league in home runs, led the American League in home runs. He's facing Tyler Glass now, who's been hit this year. This year, he had an ERA over 4, so it's a possibility. I mean, I'm just saying, Luke Voit, and if you can get that odds boost at plus 460. It was 380, but FanDuel's giving the super boost plus 460.
Yeah.
That's why not?
I mean, those are the type of bets that you love. It's just a why not. You don't put, obviously, you don't go and put 100 or 200 on it.
Right.
And I, we do the same thing. Oh, I'll throw 5 or 10 on that. Or you could be like a Pat Egan and throw 50 cents, 25 cents. To win a dime. But so I don't know what it is, Andrew. I swear to God, playoff baseball to me, it's if the Yankees aren't there, if the Yankees aren't a contender, I hate this because obviously we're all Phillies fans. But if the Yankees aren't there, it doesn't seem like a total baseball playoff to me.
Yeah, they're the New York Yankees. By the way, Luke Voit does have a home run off Tyler Glass now this year.
Ooh.
1-for-4, one hit.
Good work by
one home run. So it is a possibility. And I do think that the Yankees can hit Glass now a little bit. And it's funny, earlier this morning when I was doing my early looks at the lines, I actually looked at that Marlins-Braves game earlier today, and it was Alcantara versus Fried. Two good pitchers, right? Yeah. So I go, you know what? Remember there was no baseball over the weekend. I thought maybe after a couple of days, and their games all hit unders in that first round series, the Braves against the Reds, the Marlins against the Cubs. The Cubs got a late over in one game. I thought, you know what? That's a clear under. Two good pitchers, couple days off since they've played. So far, they've hit the over.
Yeah.
It looks like the Astros and Athletics are going to hit the over. And right now, I'm kind of looking at it with this Yankees game. It's over under 8 runs. I think I like the over because
so do I.
Garcia for the Yankees has been roughed up this season, too.
Yeah.
So I think over 8 runs, possibility.
Well, I'm dipping back into what I liked last week, too. Yankees over under for home runs is 4. I'm taking the over tonight.
Okay.
I just Yankees, until I lose on that, Yankees rake. I love that. Yeah, so final today, Atlanta in their first game of the series against Miami, they won 9-5. In the seventh inning, Houston's up 5-2 on Oakland. As Tyler was saying before the show, is there anybody in this country rooting for Houston?
No.
If you're not from Houston?
I hate that they're
winning
right now.
And even if you're from Houston?
I hate they, well, yeah, if you're from Houston, you probably are. They thought that it was all a conspiracy. But I'm very disappointed. Twins lost again. That's now what, 18, 19 straight playoff losses?
Unbelievable.
Something ridiculous.
Yeah.
Come on, Minnesota.
That's unbelievable. I mean, now that's a cloud that you can't. We talked last week, the young kids on the team, they don't even know about that streak.
It's there.
They know about it now.
Because they're asked about it.
Oh,
they're
God, yeah.
How do you feel that you're a part of that 19-game losing streak? And they go, oh, really? 19 games? Even that's the first time they heard it.
Yeah.
I like the over in this Yankees game, and I might pay attention to that Luke Voit bet.
All right, yeah, I like Luke Voit did a home run. I like the Yankees to go for more than 4. And then we got the 9:30 game tonight. You got the Dodgers, San Diego. I mean, how do you not go against the Dodgers? Clevenger's making his start tonight.
That's what I'm looking at.
Are you? You think he might give the Dodgers some trouble?
If the Padres were to win this series, they have to win tonight. Like, I think absolutely have to win tonight if they are going to win this series. It's not the best of 3 like the first round. It's the best of 5. So if they have a chance of winning the series, they have to get off on the right foot. They actually pulled Chris Paddock because Clevinger was put on the roster. Paddock's going to probably start game 2. And he got beat up against the Cardinals. So if Clevinger can step up, you know, maybe this is their chance to win the first round. There's no fans. They're in their kind of bubble, I guess you can call it. So I don't know what I'm leaning to just yet. I would probably take the under at 8.5 runs. That's actually the dog right now. It's plus 106 under 8.5.
Wow.
Walker Buehler's a stud for the Dodgers.
Yeah, yeah.
And hopefully Clevinger pitches well for the Padres. The only thing that I'm concerned about is this is his first game pitching in a while. What's the leash? And I'm not saying leash is in if he gets in trouble. I'm saying what's his pitch count?
Sure. He could be in the third inning at 70 pitches and maybe pitching decently.
Yeah.
But you can't chance it. He didn't go the last series, obviously. He hasn't gone in a while.
And they probably want him to go game 5 if necessary.
Sure. So, you know, best case scenario for the Padres, you get up 3-0 and maybe you can go to, you know, stretch him out to, I would assume like 80 is your top. That you're going here with him. I don't think you're going to let him go over 80 pitches.
No, he is. I don't know. Unless he's saying, I feel good and you're in the playoffs and you're beating the Dodgers.
Then you get scared to go to the bullpen.
Sometimes you just throw that stuff out the window. I mean, I know a lot of teams love going to the bullpen early, especially nowadays. Maybe it's one of those games where you go, you know what? Clevinger, keep going. Mr. Sunshine, keep going.
Isn't it weird to watch the Astros and the A's play in Dodger Stadium?
Yes. It's extremely weird.
Yesterday when I turned on the first game and I'm watching it, and I'm just like, oh, man, Chavez Ravine isn't the same without the blue and white of the Dodgers. This is so weird.
Yeah, it does look weird.
And then you have the cutouts that are Dodgers fans. Oh, it's totally necessary. And I, you know, not to get off track here, but the decision today to maybe let fans into Eagles games, Man, I couldn't disagree more.
Yeah, I'm not ready for that yet.
I know we got to. I said this morning. I know we have to push through, and I know we got to learn what to do and do it. And at some point, you're gonna, I guess, have to take chances that you're maybe not be comfortable with, but not yet. Not yet. It's working. I mean, it's working. Basketball worked. Hockey worked. Let football work without having to get fans involved.
Right. I'm not there just yet.
Yeah, not yet. But anyway, we'll that's see. Another topic for another day. All right, let's switch it over in the last few minutes that we have here, Andrew. Let's go to the NFL.
Can I give you one more?
Go ahead. Give me another baseball.
One more, and I'm sorry because I just
don't
wanted.
Be sorry,
I wanted to double check. Look, at
Andrew,
some
this
stats.
Is a happy Tuesday.
That's true. So Walker Buehler is at 5.5 strikeouts over under against the Padres.
Wow,
Padres young team. Walker Buehler a stud. Walker Buehler
he had eight strikeouts in four innings his last outing.
And then in the regular season, there's he had an 11 strikeout game. Let's see, he had three games where he struck out six. The rest would be under. So it's not like he was lights out. But Buehler is a stud. Eight
What's
strikeouts.
The line? 6.5, you said?
It's 5.5.
5.5.
But I also look, I'm looking at this Padres last series. They struck out quite a bit, even though they won that series. Jack Flaherty, he's a stud, but so is Buehler. Struck him out 8 times in 6 innings. Alex Reyes came in, struck out three, so that's 11 Ks.
That's a good bet. I like the looks of that bet.
I'm looking at that, and it's minus 150, so it's not like the value is fantastic, but it's an over 5.5, and I go, Walker Buehler, game one, young team against the Padres, yeah. I can see it happening.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I like that. I like Walker Buehler over 5.5
tonight. Okay, beautiful.
All right, good job. Good job by you. All right, let's go to the NFL. The first game that we'll do before we get to the Eagles game. You got Thursday night football. You got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, as we said, with quarterback
Tom Brady.
You have the Chicago Bears with quarterback
Nick Foles.
Nick Foles, BDN. He's a thorn in Tom Brady's side. I'll let you go off on this one, Andrew, because you and I are on the same thing here.
So I still think Tom Brady loses sleep at night based off of that Super Bowl.
I don't think there's even a slight question. And for those of you who didn't hear at the beginning of the show, we talked about Tom Brady being on a golf course, Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods, Peyton Manning. And one thing that was forefront in his mind was...
It was the Eagles.
The Eagles still get the thorn in my side.
Mainly Nick Foles. Remember, yes. A lot of people had the problem with him walking off the field. He didn't shake his hand.
And then preseason, the next year, he made sure he went over to say, "Oh, Nicky, my fault. I'm sorry."
Listen, he threw for 505 yards in that Super Bowl. Probably doesn't care that he threw for 505 yards.
He's upset
that he lost. I think Tom Brady is going to do whatever he can, because even though he's with a new team and it's Bucks Bears, it's not Patriots Eagles.
Right.
There's still, Thursday Night Football. How many graphics are we going to see? How many times are they going to show replays?
Oh, my God, yeah.
They're going to show Tom Brady thrown in the end zone, Rob Gronkowski not being able to make the catch, Super Bowl, they lose, Eagles win, Nick Foles MVP. They're going to make it all Brady Foles. That's the storyline. That is the storyline for Thursday night.
Oh, yeah.
Brady knows it, and I think Brady goes off. The total in this game is 44. We're talking about FanDuel Sportsbook, the only place where you can do the single game parlay.
Yep.
I'm looking at the over, and right now the player props aren't out yet. It's still just Tuesday. I'm sure they're going to start coming out tomorrow, maybe Thursday morning. Whatever Tom Brady's passing yards are, whatever Tom Brady's touchdowns are, I'm gonna single game parlay Brady over,
yeah.
And I think they win, so I'm probably gonna take the Bucks at the 4.5. But whatever Brady it is, I'm parlaying it.
I got another one too that I like. This is how much I like Tom. I think Tom Brady goes to Bruce Arians all week and says, "Listen, dude,
I need this.
I'm not kidding you. we're opening this up. I don't care if we're up 21-3. I'm going." So what I like here is the alternate line: Tampa Bay minus 13. I'm not going to go more than 2 touchdowns. Just under 2 touchdowns, minus 13.5 for plus 250. So I like that line. That was one that really stuck out to me, so I threw that down.
Does Tom Brady go to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense and goes, "Boys, I know we don't normally talk because I'm in the offensive room.
Right.
I'm on the field when you're on the sideline. You're on the field when, I'm on the sideline. I need this one, boys."
Yeah. That guy throwing over there, that starter that they just had.
I need you to go after
him. Hit him often.
I think so, man. And you know, 13.5, it's a big number, but maybe it is. I mean, the Bears are 3-1 this year. And the first two games they won were Mitch Trubisky quarterbacked games. It's just everything else was going for the Bears, right?
Yeah.
Like the defense played well. They came back against the Lions week one. Week three, Foles had that incredible comeback.
Yep.
But last week,
I mean, they're talking about the offense wasn't connecting at all.
Yeah.
But the great thing is that Nick Foles is a stand-up guy.
Uh-huh.
These are the line is Bucks are -4.5, but I'm going to take the alternate line, and I am. I'm going to take -13.5 for Tampa Bay at +250.
Okay.
So that's my big play this week.
Okay, or you could do, there's a spread in total parlay if you don't want to go to the 13.5. If you want to go, and I think it's the over, 44 points, but there's an alternate sort of thing that you can do on FanDuel Sportsbook. It's the spread / total points parlay. They have it at 5.5. So instead of 4.5 and 44,
right,
it's 5.5 and over 44.5.
Right.
You can get that at +280.
+280, yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, that's another one that I have down
I like
right
that.
There. Man, great minds are thinking
damn
alike
right,
tonight, Andrew.
We're on the same page.
This isn't going to be the norm here. I just want you guys to know. All right, let's move on real quick. Eagles Steelers. Eagles are 7-point underdogs. Over under is 44. I don't really have a feel yet, but when a team is struggling offensively and they're playing against a really good defense, and the head coach of the team that's really struggling doesn't put his best player in the game late when they need to get like a first down or hold the lead.
That was weird with Miles Sanders.
I just don't know. So I'm not real comfortable. Here's some things that I'll throw at you, okay? Similar to me like in Tampa Bay at -13.5, an alternate line on FanDuel Sportsbook. I'll give you three of them here. Steelers -9.5 is +115.
Okay.
Steelers -13.5 +180. Steelers -16.5 +250.
I can't go 16.5.
Those are some things 17-point win, you know.
I don't think it's a route at all.
No, okay.
I think the Birds actually play this tough.
Okay.
Because I'm going to go more so to the defensive side of things. That Jannard Avery, Brandon Graham late, Fletcher Cox, Malik Jackson, they had a good game.
They played well this week.
The last 2 weeks they've played well, but this one against the 49ers, and I get it, it was Nick Mullins at quarterback, and I know Jerick McKinnon was their running back. They got injuries all over the place. I look at that defensive front, and they played as advertised. Now in 2 weeks in a row, we just forget 2 weeks ago because they tied with the Bengals. It was extremely disappointing.
Right.
I think they can get to Ben Roethlisberger. I'm actually going to go with the under in this. Or no, sorry. I'm going to go with the over in this game because I do think Ben Roethlisberger can still sort of tear up the Eagles secondary. And
wow, so you think the Eagles are going to score some points this week?
I think the Eagles are going to score some points this week, and I think the defense will do just enough to keep them in the game. So I'm going to, the 44 is a low number for me. I think it actually goes over in this game. But I do think the Eagles score some points. I think a week of practice with Travis Fulgham and all these guys.
Oh, my
God. Really? I think, but no, but here's the thing. We saw, what did we see the last 4 weeks last year?
Yeah, that's when Carson Wentz was at his best.
And he also knew those were his receivers.
And he knew guys were going to bust it to get to the ball.
So
I'm not saying that the stars don't. But I don't think maybe he doesn't.
So I think maybe this week it's a game where he can connect with some of these young guys, and it may just be for 1 or 2 weeks because it's only week 5 as opposed to weeks 14 through 17 like it was last year.
Yeah.
I like the over in this game.
Wow.
And I think the Birds keep it close. Do the Steelers cover the 7? I don't think so.
Wow. A shootout where the Eagles stay close.
Do they win? I don't know.
Yeah.
But I think it's a betting man. +7 Birds, I might take that.
Yeah, we're the same where your Eagles feelings kind of grow throughout the week. Whether it's bad or good, I think you feel it. You start to think about it and it grows. My first thought is, I don't know. I don't see how this offense is going to score a lot of points against the Steelers defense. The over would surprise me. I think I'm going to go in the under, and I might just bet an alternate line with the Steelers. Take a look at that. I don't know. I'm not there with confidence yet on this Eagles team.
I got two more things. I know we're up against. I got two more things. That Bucks Bears game over 44. Not just the Tom Brady factor.
Okay.
So far, the totals on Thursday Night Football: 54 week 1, 65 week 2, 44 week 3, but that was Dolphins Jaguars.
Yeah.
Week 4, 65, and that was Broncos Jets. So that's why, another reason why I like the over. And because before we go, Patrick Mahomes, I teased this earlier, I go against they had a bad week last week. I think they have a big week this week. He did nothing against Oakland. I think Mahomes, another guy that I just put everything on, everything over.
Every week, yeah.
Yards.
Oh, yeah.
Touchdowns because of what happened yesterday against the Raiders.
Oh, he struggled first half.
I think he comes back big week.
Good. He's on my fantasy football team. All right. All right, everybody. Thank you for joining us for Beers with Bob. I'm Bob Cooney with Andrew Salchunas. Again, happy Tuesday. Cheers to all of you. Tyler Zuli, thank you for producing. You got to stay tuned for Devon Givens coming up next. The sweet voice of Devon Givens. And I got to tell you about the basketball finals being here, and FanDuel Sportsbook, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is ready to support your betting needs. FanDuel Sportsbook has over 400 basketball betting markets, including one that all you have to do is predict the player who's going to make or miss the first basket. You could win some money there. FanDuel Sportsbook also has topical pregame super boosts and in-game boosts, so you can continue getting the best odds and promotions. Don't forget their same-game parlays. FanDuel Sportsbook is the only place with same-game parlays for the finals, where you can combine multiple bets from one matchup or team into a single parlay. Here's one more reason to try FanDuel Sportsbook. New users can place their first bet risk-free on FanDuel Sportsbook and get up to $1,000 back insight credit if you don't win. No strings attached. Andrew and I just told you about all the great things on FanDuel Sportsbook. You got to check it out right now. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to place your basketball finals bet today with promo code Bob. 21 or older in Pennsylvania, site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 14 days after receipt. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.